This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Inside the Monster, the official Red Sox podcast brought to you by Odyssey. I am Steve Peraltz. He is Joni.
He's Joni. Take it away.
We're leaving it in. He's Joni Capone. And this is the series preview for Red Sox at Pirates. It begins with none other than Joni Capone's pitching matchups.
Okay, folks, we are not going to make the Joni Capone nickname a thing. We are going to move right past that. This is a three-gamer at PNC Park, the best park in the National League. Game one is going to be Nick Pivetta versus Mitch Keller. Keller has a 4.25 ERA over 20 starts. He gave up three runs in 5 1/3 his last time out against the Diamondbacks. He's pretty consistently gone six innings a start since the beginning of June and regularly getting pulled just before reaching 100 pitches. He's got five pitches to his name, and batters love hitting all of them. His sinker gets hit often. His four-seamer gets hit hard. Nick Pivetta is a native of Victoria, British Columbia. That's
what?
In Canada.
Wait, he's Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
What?
And he has been struggling.
I know. He felt way too good about that one, Joni.
His last scoreless appearance was, do you want to guess?
Oh, last scoreless appearance?
Mm-hmm.
Was it June?
Oh, yeah.
June 15th?
June 4th in Oakland.
Whoa, that was ages ago. That was the beginning of like a big old streak.
That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Not to say he hasn't had some solid starts since then.
But not many.
But over that span, he's got a 5.43, almost a full run above his season average of 4.51. His last seven starts is his worst stretch dating back to July 5th. He has an ERA of 7.97 and an OPS against of 9.85. Time for Nick to, as they say in Canada, start pitching better. Game two. This is going to be so stupid. Oh, it's late.
That's a classic Canadian phrase, start pitching better.
That's what they say up there. Yeah. Right, game two is Rich Hill versus JT Brubaker. Jay Brew is a boring-ass right-hander that has a shockingly unremarkable performance night after night. His four-seamer tops out at 94 and gets hit a lot at a rate that is honestly, it's unsustainable. The movement on his slider is well below league average, and his curveball is somehow his best pitch. Too bad he throws it just 13% of the time.
Ooh.
Rich Hill will be 15,499 days old at the time of his start. 15,499 days after that will be Friday, January 23rd, 2065. Since his return, Old Man Hill has tossed 7 innings, allowed 8 runs on 13 hits. The good news, his curveball is still nasty.
Yeah,
it's still good. And Game 3.
Game 3, the game that everyone is waiting for.
It's a grudge match, folks. The one we're all waiting for. Nathan Eovaldi versus Bryce Wilson.
Yes. Bryce Wilson sounds like a TikTok star.
He sure does. These guys do not like each other. Bryce Wilson, you know him. You probably hate him, too. He's a very bad pitcher. This guy is basically the worst at everything. You name it, he sucks at it. Here's one positive.
Makes it sound like everything he does as a person is just terrible.
Sucks at it.
This guy can't ride a bike. He's awful.
Here's one positive on his pitching performances. He has more horizontal break on his curve than league average, and by quite a lot. So there you go, Bryce.
There you go.
There's something. I mean, does that stop his curve from getting slugged at a clip of 833?
Oh, God. Wow.
No, but it is something. And Nathan Eovaldi, since his return in mid-July, his ERA is 632. Jeez. He's given up 5 homers and 6 starts.
It feels like it, too.
Opponents are batting like 321 against him. But ugh. Steve...
Yeah. He's from Texas. What?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was hoping you had something. And that is going to do it for your pitching preview.
Great pitching preview, Joni Capone. That's it. I'm not doing it again.
Thank you.
It is time for the weather update brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum.
Chew it and pop it.
Joey, this is one of those series I love. The starting time is the same every single night. 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in Pittsburgh, we got to get to that park. Hopefully next year if it's... truly playing at every park in the schedule. I'll believe that when I see it. By the way, if it's by how they normally do it in non like COVID years, it should be the schedule should be coming out soon. I remember in 18 the schedule came out the third week of August.
Really?
And for 2019. Yeah. We had a whole fit about like Sox gonna win the World Series this year, but like next year they're screwed because they start with 11 road games out west. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll be awesome. If we got the schedule in like a week. So we'll see. I'm just really banking on that. But Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, 60 degrees, 22% chance of rain, a few clouds, low is 60, and winds, as you would expect, from the east and northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, 50 in the 50s. Upper 50s for the game on Wednesday, also partly cloudy. That it seems weird seeing a 50.
It's the middle of August.
August that 15th. Seems bizarre, and it was just super hot. But Thursday night, 60 degrees. It's basically going to be around 60, and then dipping a little below that as these games go along. But rain shouldn't be a factor. Likely, it's unlikely it's going to be a factor. But that is your weather update, brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum. Pirates breakdown here. This team stinks. They are 28th in the majors in team OPS. They are 28th in the majors in runs scored, 26th in the majors in team ERA at 463. Brian Reynolds leads the team in homers with 17, and he leads the team in RBIs with 40.
Ooh!
Is that not brutal?
Yeah.
There was a moment Sunday night where we looked up at the big screen at Fenway Park, and Aaron Judge... I knew he's balling this year. We did the whole home run thing with Jake last week.
Yeah.
But when you look up on August 14th at the big screen at Fenway, an opposing hitter is 302. Anything over 300 in August is very good by August. 46 homers and 100 RBIs. This guy has 100 RBIs.
And the season's not over.
Mid-August.
Yeah.
We got like 50 games left, and the guy has 100 RBIs. What is going on? And the team leader on the Pirates has 40. That is just, when you have 2.5 times the leader of another major league team by mid-August, that's absolutely crazy. For a little context, the Red Sox have 6 guys over the 40 RBI mark. Not active, but 6 guys. Christian Vasquez, over 40 with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Not even here anymore. But that's more than anyone on the Pirates. Wow.
So the best player on the Pirates was getting less production than Christian Vasquez.
Yeah. I mean, the Pirates suck, so it's not still, anyway, Miss Yavaski. The Pirates on the year are, drum roll please, 45-70. They are 18 and a half back in the Central. Sox are 15 and a half back in the East. How many teams have fewer wins?
Oakland and
it's the Nationals.
In the Nationals. Oakland and the Nationals.
And Oakland are the only teams with fewer wins in baseball than the Pittsburgh Pirates. So pretty simple here. Beat up on the Pirates. We said the same thing about the Royals, and it went terribly. They lost 3 out of 4 there. The Pittsburgh Pirates are one of few teams that you have remaining on the schedule that's under 500, and they are significantly under 500. Who is the first person that comes to mind when you think of the Pirates?
McCutchen.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
It was McCutchen and Bonds was the next one.
Yeah. Dude, it's a really thin list. It's McCutchen, Bonds, Honus Wagner is who comes to mind for me. Like, there's nobody else.
Let's see.
Very thin. Brian Reynolds might be next.
Pirates. I want to see Pittsburgh Pirates. Who's retired on the Pirates? Retired numbers.
Probably Wagner. Probably Honus.
Probably Hone Dog. It doesn't even tell you on Wikipedia. What are we doing?
Retired numbers.
Retired numbers. They probably have baseball almanacs. We got the cemeteries. If you need that.
Oh, Honus. Yeah, his body's right here.
Yeah, he's a picture. In Dickerson Cemetery. All right. Retired numbers for the Pirates. We got number one, Billy Mayer. He was a manager that had his number retired in 1954, so we all remember him. Ralph Kiner.
Ralph Kiner, yeah.
1987, that's a name. Willie Stargell, 1982. Bill Mazeroski with the World Series winning home run there. He got retired in 87. Paul Wanner, I don't know who that is. Wayner got retired in 07. He died in 65, and it took him
Veterans Committee kind
42
of
years to retire the number. Pie Trainer, number 20, retired in 72. Of course, Roberto Clemente with number 21. Honus Wagner, there you go, number 33. Danny Murtaugh, definitely know him. And Jackie Robinson. The last player to get that played for the Pirates, because Jackie Robinson obviously league-wide. Last player that played for the Pirates that had their number retired. My gosh, Joey.
I mean, it was Paul Wehner.
It was Paul Wehner in 2000. That doesn't even count because he died in 65. Yeah. All right. So he doesn't count. It's 1977 was the last time they retired. And oh, my God.
Danny Murtaugh, yeah.
That
I feel bad when Roberto Clemente escaped my mind there, that he was.
Oh, yeah, Clemente. Clemente is obviously the...
I think you just think of Clemente. I don't know if I think of him as a Pirate.
Yeah, you think of him as what he meant for baseball. But
yeah.
That's I'm dying over here. You talk, Joe. Yeah. I'm dying.
Not the most storied franchise, I'll say that. They're an easy team to root for right now because they stink oh so much. The Sox are. I'm going to say something, Steve.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're getting all like settled in for this one.
The Sox are a really confusing team, right? Because they just dropped 3 out of 4 to KC. And they come home and they kick the crap out of the LA East is what they really did.
Yeah.
But seriously, they win against the Orioles. They win 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. They really could have swept the Yankees. Doesn't it seem possible that this team could go and lose a series to the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Oh, Joey, we mentioned before the Royals series, anything is possible. You can't, I think before and after, probably more after. You can't guarantee anything with this Red Sox team. Like, going into the series with the Yankees, it was probably a coin flip if I thought they'd win it or not, just because of how New York's playing. But the Pirates, it's weirdly enough, and this is how I felt about them losing that Orioles series last year before the Nationals, where they had to sweep and then they swept. That team was so good at doing exactly what they needed to do, but nothing more. It's like, we will do that, and we'll sneak on by. Just kind of stunning that they won the DS in 4. But yeah, I honestly think there's nothing guaranteed. And when a team is like super bad, I know, great film.
Good movie.
My favorite comedy of all time.
Really?
Yeah, saw it in theaters and it was like.
You don't think Jaws is funny?
No. When he's just eating people, I don't think that's funny.
I thought it was kind of like a joke. It was a prank.
When there's a team that's when there's a team that's super bad, that's that bad, it almost like takes away the, oh, we got to beat them. It almost like opens the door for devastating losses. Like
It's a lose-lose situation. It's like if you win.
Obviously.
You should walk away being like, well, of course we beat the Pirates.
Yeah.
No one's going to be proud of you for beating the Pirates.
So then it puts like added pressure on that, like the embarrassment thing. So that's what it was like in Kansas City. That was the word, embarrassing, after they lost 3 out of 4 and everything went down with Durant and all that. And that's kind of what it was. But this series should give you a little added hope for those that are still believing in those FanGraphs 1 out of 6 playoff odds for the Sox. But that leads me to the most important question of the breakdown.
Yeah.
And that is, what's your favorite movie of all time that has pirates in it?
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Any amount of pirates?
Any amount of pirates can be in it.
All right. Well, the thing is, I want to avoid the Pirates of the Caribbean movies because those are kind of pirate-centric for me. There's a lot.
How many movies just have a little dose of pirates in it?
It's like a scene.
Typically, the pirates are like really a big part of the film.
Oh, what's that one? What's that one with Tom Hanks where he gets kidnapped?
My favorite is Captain Phillips.
That's the one.
Yeah, Somalian pirates.
That's kind of funny because that's like
that movie was hilarious.
What I meant,
dude, when the guy was like, "I'm the captain now," I'm like, that landed. I was like,
well, that's silly. Why are you talking?
And
like
then
that?
Tom started laughing, like, "Oh, it was good."
I meant it's funny because that's not really what you think of when you think of a pirate. They don't have a Somali pirate on the hat in Pittsburgh. You know?
Imagine their team's named after Somalian pirates. That would be very weird.
The Pittsburgh Somalian pirate. I did learn this week that the highest budget on any movie ever was Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
It sounds about right. Those movies.
Or Stranger Tides.
You could throw it that you could be like Pirates of the Caribbean, Lost Hook. I'd be like, yeah, sounds good. I don't know what any of those are called.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie that just has like a little dash of pirates.
What kind of movie has a dash of pirates?
I don't know.
You got it. Pirates are like the main thing.
Well, okay,
thing
you know what? You know what? I loved Peter Pan as a kid. I was a big Peter Pan kid.
That's good. That works.
I rewatched it recently for probably the first time in 20 years.
Yeah.
I watched it with my son. And it kind of stunk. It was like a big letdown.
Really?
I was like, man, I remember this being incredible, and it kind of stunk. I would say like the original Peter Pan, like the, what is that, the 1930s? No, it can't be that early.
You could get me with the Peter Pan stuff. Yeah, I honestly am not fully sure.
Not a Pan kid?
Not a Pan kid, not really. Let me see.
Did you type in movies with pirates?
Yeah, you got Hook with Robin Williams. That was in 1991.
Treasure Island, bro.
Treasure Island.
Treasure Planet.
We got all sorts of treasure. Because that's like what it's normally like, arr, buried treasure, arr. That's what pirates would say.
I'm learning a lot about pirates today.
No, I know. Let's see what else we got. Crimson Pig. I don't know what that's all about.
Pan.
Obviously, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Pan. There's a SpongeBob. Wait, what is this? SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. That has pirates in it. So
nice.
Definitely give that a look. Shipwrecked.
Hook.
Yeah, there's some decent ones. Honestly, more than I thought.
There she blows. What year is that?
Peter Pan, 1953.
Sounds right.
What?
Yeah.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Disney Plus has gotten like more and more, like not R-rated, but like they've dove it more into the.
What are you talking about?
Aren't like the Kardashians on there now? Like they've
no shot.
Did I just make that up?
Yeah, I think you just pulled that out of literally nowhere.
There's a chance that I got like Twittered. I think I just got Twittered there where. Kardashians, Disney. Yeah, it just shows them at Disney World. I don't know. Is this on Disney Plus? Watch the cut. Wait a second. Yeah, it's on.
You got to log in.
Yeah, I'm not going to log in. The Kardashians is on Disney. I'm pretty sure it's on Disney Plus.
What are we doing? All right.
Yeah, Disney Plus. Watch the Kardashians. Disney Plus. There we go.
My new favorite pirate movie is probably the Kardashians then.
Yeah. That works.
Let me tell you. So when we go, this is just a hard left here. When we go to PNC,
yeah,
which honestly should probably be tomorrow. But next year when we go there, next time around, I want to go like a day or two early. I got that pillbox hat when we were in
Cooperstown. Oh yeah, that's right.
I want to wear it to a Pirates game, but obviously you can't do it against the Sox. But I'd like to see the Pirates, I don't know, against the Reds or something.
I think we're honest with ourselves. See, I never have an issue wearing NL stuff.
In a game where they're playing the Sox.
No, you can't do that. No, I meant in the city. It would be like, oh, it's we're visiting and it's a cool hat. No one gives a damn about like the Pirates like that. No one's like, oh, those pesky Pirates. Like it's they're a team that I think a lot of people look at is obviously one of the worst in MLB history. I mean, it's they're consistently losing teams. I know with McCutchen, they had a couple stretches there. Seemed like it was just an annual tradition that they would host the wild card game once that became a thing. And they had, you know, a blackout there and it would look great. But
did you see the clip recently with their owner?
I don't think so.
A kid took a picture with the owner.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It was like, sell the team.
Yeah, he was wearing a T-shirt that said, sell the team.
He couldn't put together what was happening. I think the owner triple-taked it. The shirt was like, wait. But he kept going because he's like, I don't know what's going on, but I think I'm being pranked. He just kept going with it. But series predictions, there's not many. O'Neill Cruz is hitting 206.
I forgot about O'Neill Cruz.
He's hitting 206?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
On the year?
I'm seeing way too many O'Neill Cruz highlights for him to be hitting 206. I feel like we were fooled.
That's insane. That's crazy. I really thought he was doing better than that.
I would have genuinely guessed, like, he obviously hasn't qualified yet for stats, but that he would be hitting, like, whatever, 315 or something. O'Neill Cruz on the year in 45 games, 206. He's got an OPS of 672, 9 homers, 29 RBIs. He's got the same amount of homers as Xander Bogaerts, and O'Neill has played in 45 games. O'Neill is a first name. What are we doing, by the way?
I have no clue.
What's that all about?
He also has like a nickname that I'm not going to call him.
He hits a homer on average every two games, so that's probably why we're seeing a lot of O'Neill Cruz highlights.
Hey, what's his average as of late?
What I just said is so wrong. That is so not right at all. It's not every two games. What would that be?
It'd be a lot.
Every five games. Basically every five games he's going deep.
So I'm trying to say, like, oh, maybe over this month he had a good stretch. No, he's consistently 205.
Yeah. It's just that he hits mega bombs and he's got swag. He also throws, like, 100 miles an hour.
That is crazy. So I saw a video recently about his glove. He wears an 11.5-inch glove, and he's 6'7". He's a massive, massive
He's a huge dude.
And, I mean, I wear a bigger glove than that.
Yeah.
And he wears it like almost on his fingertips, like the wrist of the glove is like in the middle of his palm, and the thumb and pinky are super spread out. He collapses the index finger. He is like this really weirdly deep pocket and really wide finger. It's the craziest looking glove.
He doesn't look like a baseball player.
No, he's a 6'7" shortstop. He looks like a creative player.
Yeah, he's. A bizarre. He just looks nuts in a uniform. It's crazy. This guy's a freak. But I mean, in a good way. If you're a Pirates fan, he's got a lot of skill. Obviously, he's young, but I feel like we were lied to. This guy. I know it's his rookie season. Yeah, I think he played in a couple of games last year. But hitting 206, please. Can we chill a little bit? You know, he's probably going deep now. He's probably going mega deep.
Yeah.
Against the Sox. Like here he is.
But I think it's also like, hey, we're the Pirates, man. Can we just like be excited about
I think it is one of those like we have a guy. Can you please just show this in the highlight? Like it's you need something in the highlight, so that's what
God,
it is.
Can we just be happy about something
for
a minute?
Please. I think that'll do it. They'll do it for the preview. No real predictions. It's you better win the series. And again, I always say you can't guarantee a sweep, but just sweep them, man. It's the Pirates.
Yeah. It would be nice to, you know, you pull out three there and you've gone 6-1 over your last seven.
Yeah.
That sure would be nice.
That would be very good.
Yeah.
I would take that big time. Was the last Red Sox sweep in Cleveland late June? I think that was. Sounds about right.
No, it was against Baltimore.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Last Red Sox sweep was like 4 days ago. I'm losing my mind. But that'll do it for the series preview. Go down to Pittsburgh. Have a nice off day. What do people do in Pittsburgh? Just walk around.
Listen to Mac Miller, and I think
Eat a lot?
Eat a lot. Wiz Khalifa is from there.
A lot of like Heinz ketchup. They just like chug that.
It's kind of a delicate time to be bringing up Heinz. I don't know if you know.
No, I know. It's not sponsoring the stadium anymore. Whatever.
And that's like the biggest heartbreak going on down there.
So. All right. They need some more stuff going on in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you
The Penguins
would exist. They extended Malkin.
They were good for a minute. They extended Malkin.
Nice.
Yeah, you want to talk Pens?
I just nailed the hockey thing. No, that'll do it. A lot of Sox fans like, oh, yeah, well, we're extending Malkin.
Davis.
Every time the Penguins do something, what about Davis?
Actually, there is like a massive correlation there.
I know. Davis. What about
there actually
Davis?
Is a huge correlation there. But like when they signed Malkin, there were actually Sox players being like, so does that mean we're not signing?
I just always picture these like what about Devers guys just leaning back in the couch, just mowing snacks and food, just anything something comes up. What up Devers though? Pay Devers. Why are we not paying Devers? What are we doing? Pay Devers.
Steve, this is a lot of people's favorite player. They want to see their favorite player in the Boston Red Sox, man.
Joey, he's my favorite player. I'm just talking about the situation is so annoying because we all know it. We all know the cards are face up.
Do you think that maybe you don't want to hear people say sign Devers because you're tired of thinking and feeling that you want them to sign Devers?
No. I just know where I stand. It's pretty damn clear and has been for months that it's not going to happen during the year, like you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his last year under contract with the team. He's got next year as well. So,
what if I told you that Haim told me today that they're offering him a deal this week?
I mentioned to Haim that he should just sign him. So
yeah, and then he came to me and he's like, "Hey, I talked to Steve and like
I have numbers ready."
He was like, "I think I'm gonna do it. Do you like? Should I do it?" And I was like, "Yeah, like just do it. Like just go talk to him." And he's like, "I'm really nervous. Like, should I wait till after the game? Should I bring it up now?" And I was like, "Honestly, like whenever it feels right. Like you just gotta do it. You know?"
Yeah.
I think he's going to do it. I have faith in him.
I think he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, he
what
heard,
if I told you that? That's all hypothetical, by the way. But like, let's just say all that happened.
Yeah, it didn't. But
no way. No.
I mean, I gave him my scouting. He appreciated it, and now he's ready to give him a lifetime contract. I think it's going down, man. I think it's going down. But yeah, we won't do another Devers segment like we did in the recap.
Hey, Malkin.
Sox should extend Crosby. I really think that's what needs to happen next. But that is it for the preview. Red Sox Pirates preview. Go on down to Pittsburgh, have an off day, and sweep that series, would you? I'll probably text Cora that, right? Sweep the series, would you?
Would you please?
He's still keeping the faith. Cora's like that Manny billboard years ago. It's like, keep the faith. On things by Lansdowne. Keep the faith. It's an 04.
Mm.
03, 04, right around there.
Mm.
Go Sox.